Talks at the Cross,
the official podcast of the Cross Point Church.
Welcome, God bless you all. We just want to reach out and tell you guys a quick update about our podcast, our show. Last week was our 1 year anniversary. We started just July 18th, 2021, with the sole purpose of reaching more souls and starting to talk more about Jesus and faith and what God has done for us. So we just want to thank you guys for that. We reached our 1 year anniversary. Unfortunately, we were unable to put out a video last week. We had some unforeseen circumstances that occurred, but we're good. The Samantha family is good. We're here this week to bring you a fresh topic, and we want to ask God to use us to speak through you today. Today's episode is going to be talking about fulfilling our purpose, but more importantly, fulfilling God's purpose. I think a lot of times as Christians, we're lost in the world. We're lost in the church. We don't know what to do, and then, you know, boom, we get this idea and we say, oh, is that our purpose? That's my purpose. And we don't know how to go about it. We don't know how to fulfill it. We don't know how to go about the right channels of doing so. And I'm going to ask my father, Bishop Salomino, to go into more detail on this topic, as, you know, we ask coach questions in this episode. And we also will be having a Q&A starting the day after this episode airs on Facebook, on my father's Facebook Live. And want to hear feedback from you guys. We want to hear suggestions how we can improve this podcast. We know, you know, our timing, we're working on that. That's one of the things we definitely need to improve, you know, releasing content more consistently and on a timely basis. We apologize for that. We ask for your prayers for that. But, yeah, feel free to update that and add any information you want to that, and any questions, concerns, prayer requests, we'd gladly reach out to you. But today's episode is fulfilling God's purpose for us, or one's purpose. And I just want to ask my father to start off, what is God's purpose? What is a purpose in general?
Thank you, Aaron. Hello, everybody. We're happy to be able to come at through this platform. And we said last time in our first episode, this podcast is not going to be a webinar or a teaching. It's more talks at the cross. So basically, the question that Aaron asked is a very profound question. What is purpose? What is destiny? What is why are we here? What did God call us? Why, you know, we accepted God? In the Bible, the word predestination is mentioned. Paul mentions it in Romans. And I believe that purpose is what God has created us for. And every single human being that has been called and formed by God, the Bible says that before we were born, He already had chosen us. And that means that He has a purpose for our lives. He has a destiny. Now, basically, I think Aaron said in the introduction, one of the greatest challenges is finding that purpose. And we can, you know, hit and miss and be very stressed out, frustrated, because we don't know where we're going, what we're doing. And sometimes that's what the enemy enjoys, is having us. It's like the person that's on the treadmill. He's not going anywhere, but he's running, but he's not going anywhere. And our question today is, like we say, we want to keep it real. Are you sure you're in God's purpose? Do you know where you're going? Are you really fulfilling what God called you to do? And are you really happy? And that's, you know, a lot of times when you don't find your purpose, you'll be very unhappy for the rest of your life. That's why it's so important to find your destiny. And we have so much Bible knowledge that teaches us, or Bible teaches the spiritual laws that teach us how to find our purpose in our life.
I want to clarify, I think purpose goes farther than, oh, your role in the church or your job in the church. You know, just because you're in charge of the praise team, that doesn't mean that's necessarily your purpose. Just because you're, you know, you're a Sunday school teacher, that doesn't mean your purpose. Yeah, that's a title or occupation in the church. But I feel like purpose goes deeper than that. You know, why did you want to be on the praise team? Or why did you want to teach? That's the purpose. I think a lot of us miss the marker on that. It's that, oh, I'm not just doing this because it's occupation or it's a title, or, you know, I get to come early to the church, I get to stay late and lock up the church, and I'm the one that gets the snacks. No, it's deeper than that. A lot of times I felt like, you know, my purpose was, oh, I was going to be a drummer. My brother was a drummer. You know, my other cousins were drummers. But then I quickly realized, you know, that wasn't my purpose. Yes, I enjoy playing the drums. You know, I love music, but that wasn't my purpose. You know, my brother ministered when he plays the drums, or my cousins minister when they play the drums. That's how I feel like, you know, that was his purpose. And now my father and my brother, they're both pastors now. That's their purpose. And I'm still looking for my purpose. But, you know, I feel like this podcast is part of that. It's part of me finding my own voice, you know, in the church through Christ. And people tell me, oh, how come you're not going to be a pastor like your family members? And I say, oh, yeah, I'm just not yet, you know. I feel like I'm getting there at my own pace, and sometimes people want to rush your purpose, or they want to designate their purpose for you. And how do we as Christians, Dad, politely tell people, you know, that's all right, but that's not me?
I think one of the greatest challenges that we have, and I think you said it real clearly, sometimes we misinterpret occupation or titles to our calling. And when God calls you, it's not something, as you had said, we've done it. And I've said it many times in the 40 years of my ministry. I realized real quick that I'm not a praise leader. I'm not a psalmist. I can't sing. I only sing in the shower. And I realized I couldn't sing. Even though I was in the beginning of my ministry, I was asked to lead district services, district conventions. I was asking, you know, but I realized that was not what God had called me to do. Now, one of the things that you mentioned, and this is where I think a lot of people miss the mark. Your purpose is not only in the church, it's in life in general. And that's just where I think so many Christians think, and you know, with all due respect, we grew up in this. I'm a PK, my son's a PK. We're fourth generation Pentecostal apostolic families. You know, our great grandmother accepted Christ in Mexico. So we've been in this a long time. And we found out the hard way sometimes that purpose is not what you do in church only. It's more than that. And like I said at the beginning, some of you that are listening to me are struggling with your own life, your marriage, your relationship, your career, you know, your goals. You don't know where to go, what to do. And sometimes, you know, it's sad because the enemy takes advantage because you think that church is only your purpose, or going to church, or wearing, like you said, a title, a jacket. You know, I'm the song leader, I'm so-and-so. But is that really what God called you or formed you? And there's more to life than just, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's what I feel good at. And it doesn't mean it's just like, I always said that, you know, I feel good eating, but that doesn't mean that that's what God called me just to eat. And I am a little bit obese and overweight because I love to eat, but that's not what God called me to do. And I use this, you know, very ignorant example because so many people are stuck, like I said, in that treadmill of life. Where am I going? They're not going anywhere.
I think people will be, you know, refreshed to find out too, like, you know, given my background, I'm a PK, you know. I grew up in the church, had background, and I still struggle with what's my purpose. And some people may say, oh, but, you know, Aaron, how could you do that? Your dad is this, your grandfather is this, your brothers are this, your mother is this, your sister's singing up there, your sister-in-law singing up there. What about you? And sometimes it's hard, and, you know, yeah, I get offended sometimes. You don't want to say some choice words, but you want to come off that cross, as they say. But I pray to God, and I know my purpose is deeper than that, and I know we all have deeper purposes. And I'm getting a little emotional because I think about it, and I know that God is doing something to me, and it's hard sometimes to recognize it. It's hard sometimes to accept it.
Yeah, and you know, we all, I think, Aaron, we all, for example, some of you don't know my testimony, that'd be another episode we'll talk about. Finding your purpose is something sometimes very hard because sometimes life will throw a lot of obstacles at your life and you don't understand. And sometimes when you talk about destiny, you talk about purpose, you got to understand that God's ways are not our ways. And sometimes you want to rush into something and you're doing something that God didn't call you to do. And then you're not happy what you're doing because that's not where God wants you to be. And somebody's listening today, they might be in that treadmill and say, you know, I'm frustrated. I don't know where to go, what to do. And you know, we grow up and, you know, I've always say that purpose is individually. It's not collectively. In the church and the ministry and the spiritual realm, there's no such thing as nepotism or where, you know, where a son has to be what his father does. And this is where a lot of people have made the mistake. You know, my dad was a pastor, so I want to be a pastor. And totally, you know, more power to those who are called. But as we see in life, as Aaron was saying, you know, we have to find that purpose. Is it easy? No. Even now, after 40 years in the ministry and being a missionary overseas and done a lot of missionary trips, you know, I still sometimes as a Cuban ask myself, is this really what God wants me to do? I share when I got converted, accepted Christ, you know, after being in church all my life, but I made that decision to start my relationship with God. I didn't want to be a pastor, and I didn't want to be in the ministry. This is God's truth. I ran from it. I wanted to be a general contractor. I studied for that, and I wanted to build houses. My goal was to retire at 35 years of age. I was real young. I was 19 years old, and I said to God, I want to have a relationship, but don't call me to preach.
I don't know how, you know, that's bold for you to tell God what he's going to do, what he's not going to do, you know?
Yeah, and I think one of my problems was that I saw my dad's life, and I didn't see the side, the spiritual side. I saw the human side of all the suffering he did, all the pain, him pastoring different churches, and him, like, people doing him wrong and the organization not backing him up. And I said, I don't want to be part of the ministerial politics. So I try to run from God. And I actually, you know, just God knows that I argue, I fought with him. And I said to him, I don't want to do anything but, you know, be a pastor and call. And it was hard to find my purpose because things were not going the way I wanted them to go. And yet, when I did realize that my purpose was not what I wanted, and I was not going to be happy as a general contractor, and you know, just in parentheses, God did grant me to become a general contractor, and we were able to establish a company that's very successful and continue to be successful. One of my cousins is the one that can continue with the you know, fire restoration. I'm not going to mention no names because we have not gotten no sponsors yet. But yeah, we were able to do that, and I enjoyed it. But that was not my purpose.
It hurt when you found out that, like, hey, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to be a contractor. Maybe I'm not supposed to be out here, you know, taking estimates. I'm supposed to be, you know, in the temple or in the church, or, you know, calling the hermanos, calling the hermanos. How did that feel when you found out that, hey, maybe this isn't my purpose?
Well, you know, honestly, Aaron, I say this with all due respect. It was a wake-up call. I'll be honest with you. I was frustrated with myself, with God. And I said, well, you know, as a general contractor, I can provide for my family materially. I was making good money. I had everything materially speaking. But spiritually speaking, I didn't feel that happiness that, you know, I could feel now without no money in my pocket. And when I had all that money from my contracts and my business endeavors, I didn't feel what I can feel now, because I can say with all due respect, I found my purpose.
I think you hit it right in the head. I mean, when you feel, you know, the gratification spiritually, nothing's going to replace that mentally, emotionally, or even financially. Once you feel that gratification that you can only get from God, and then, you know, you feel that you're in the right place at the right time, and that's your purpose, like you said, within the church, not only within the church, but within life, when you feel that peace of God in you, and you're able to, you know, put that on somebody else, and somebody else who's, like, having a bad time, and they see God in you, I think that's part of that purpose, too. And it hasn't always been easy, either, you know, speaking from personal experience. You know, I thought I was going to be in the NFL. You know, I played college football, I played semi-pro, and I had to quickly realize, you know, it wasn't because I wasn't a bad player. You know, don't get twisted, you can look it up, pretty good, got highlights, but I wasn't getting fulfillment out of it anymore. Like my dad said, it didn't feel right. You know, like, yeah, I love playing, I love the camaraderie, but something was off, you know. And then once I started this podcast, you know, I started, you know, hearing the word more, you know, diving in the word more, you know, looking at it from a more human aspect without, you know, disrespecting the word. We're not just here talking, you know, this is Bible, this is a bishop, this is what I said we're going to do. That's giving me my purpose, and that's revealing me. For those of you listening out there that are still struggling with your purpose, don't give up, you know, keep praying on it. Find something you want to do. It doesn't have to be, you know, church-related all the time. But, you know, like, I started a podcast, and I used what I did, you know, growing up and going to school with. I said, you know, hey, Dad, I think this is new, way we can reach the masses. You know, we just changed the medium. The message never changed. It was just the medium. And that's hard. Purpose is hard. You know, sometimes, some days you're going to cry. Some days you're going to laugh. Some days you're going to be frustrated, but don't give up. That's the whole part of this. It's not always going to be easy. Look, we missed our one-year anniversary mark. But we're here today to show you guys that, you know, we can still have purpose. We can still fulfill it. It's not, there's no timeline on purpose. That's why I think people think there's a timeline and there's a race to the clock. What do you say to those people?
Well, I think that's one of the greatest attacks, strategies of the enemy, is to make you think that, you know, you need, we see so many Bible examples of men that did in their latter part of life what more what they did in their beginning part of life. Even the Bible says that the latter rain, the you know, you're it's going to be a latter rain is going to be more of a blessing. And sometimes, you know, finding your purpose in life, once again, and we're keeping this real. This is not you know, for people, and we can, and you know, for those of you, and we appreciate those that listen to our 50 episodes. We got theologically, we got really profound. We gave nuggets that maybe nobody had ever heard of, eschatology and, you know, ecclesiology, angelology, saintonology, and all that other good theology. But that's, there's more to having a relationship with God. And it's not only in the four walls at church where so many people, you know, are, they put a facade and they go to church and they demonstrate something, but deep down inside, they haven't found their purpose. And, you know, we appreciate those who are listening and are being real with themselves and saying, you know, and one of the things I learned the hard way, because I was brought up in an organization that had some real dogmatic beliefs, you know, that, you know, there's a lot of pulpit evangelists, there's a lot of pulpit preachers, and yet their lives don't preach to the common person. And, it, you know, I found out real quick that you can preach a message without being behind a pulpit. And I realized that sometimes it's just your daily living, you know, walking into a store, walking into a Starbucks. My son and I, Aaron has gone carpool to work together. How sometimes, you know, God would provide a cup of coffee for us. People would, you know, just go ahead and give us, you know, pay for our coffee. There's so many testimonies, and you know, how people would say, people would come up to me and say, do I know you? Not knowing that you're preaching by your actions, your personality. And sometimes people don't see that it's God in you. That's the hardest part. And I think we have to realize we're living in a time where this is talks at the cross. It's for us to open up our eyes and reach those people, that the prodigals, those people, the millennials, Generation X, Generation Z, that don't fit anymore in four walls, wearing our suit and tie. And so many, like Aaron said it loud and clear, we're not changing the message. We're not changing. The Bible cannot. Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. But what we're trying to do is reach people by being real and being honest. The struggle is there. No pain, no gain. And let's not be hypocrites and say, you know, I got it all together. We all struggle. If you're a human being, I always say either you're a liar or you tell me you don't have no problems, or you're not serving God. And that's hard. Those are harsh words.
Yeah, I want to be clear too. You know, we're not saying, you know, once you come to God, everything's going to be better. You're going to win the lottery. You're going to get skinny if you're fat. You're going to get tall if you're short. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic. Like my dad said, if you're not struggling, you're not progressing. You're not moving forward. You know, it's life. It's in the church. Everybody wants instant gratification now. That's part of another thing where when it comes to fulfilling your purpose or accepting the purpose that God gave to you. You want it now. I want to be a bishop now. I want to be a pastor now. I want to have a podcast now. It's not easy like that. Sometimes you have to go through the proper channels. You have to go through the proper steps. You have to struggle. You know, you got to start as a deacon. Or like my dad said, one of the episodes before, he started cleaning the church when God put it in his life.
The toilet,
brothers. And sometimes you have to humble yourself. And I think a lot, and that's me included. That's all of us. You know, I'm not above you. You're not above me. If you really want this purpose and you want God to shine through, you have to be God-like, and that's the hardest part of it.
And I think, Aaron, you hit it right on the money, that to find your purpose is becoming real with yourself, with God, and understanding that we're not, nobody's perfect. We're not here to portray a perfect human being. We all have our faults, our mistakes, but God, this is what God's grace is all about. And this is where I think is very important. I think this episode is the platform, the foundation of being able to reach those people that need to hear a message that is not condemning them. It's not stereotyping them. It's not telling them they don't have hope. As long as you're alive, you still got hope to find your purpose.
Amen. I think you hit it right on the head. Purpose. It's about finding what makes you truly happy. Not what makes Bishop Somino happy. Not what makes your current pastor happy. Not what makes your significant other happy. Your kids. What finds you happy and what you're doing to show the love of God and to shine through. And with that being said, we're going to have Pastor Somino, Bishop Somino, give his final thought and prayer of the day. And we just want to thank you guys for watching and support us. And come back next week.
Yes. I think before I say a prayer, a closing prayer, to our friends, believers, non-believers, Christian, non-Christians, whoever is listening to this podcast, remember, purpose will give you satisfaction, will give you happiness. And in order to find, that's why it's so important in life to be able to find that destiny that God has for you. And God has chosen all of us with a purpose. It's just finding that purpose. And sometimes I think one of the greatest things, and we'll be following up with different talks, different episodes, but I encourage those who are listening to open up your heart and let these talks at the cross be a help to your life to find your purpose. And with that being said, we want to come to a conclusion. We want to thank Aaron for producing this Talks at the Cross. And we ask you and our friends and those who are listening, whatever need you might have, like he said, there's going to be a Q&A. You can send questions. You can send remarks, comments to us, or you know, topics you like to discuss. And like I say, it's not a webinar. It's not a Bible study. It's open to real topics. You know, discussions that are in these short 30 minutes, but we just want to be able to come right to the point and be able to talk to you. Thank you for those who are sharing, liking, subscribe to our channel. We thank you for those who are supporting us, and we appreciate you. The Crosspoint Church has been, like I say, a year also. It has a year anniversary that we started this new ministry, and right now we're in the process of finding a building. We ask for your prayers. Let us pray and ask God to help us find our purpose in life. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity to use this platform to talk about you, Lord, to talk about you helping us find the destiny, the purpose that you have for us. Bless all those who are hearing, those who are in need, those who are on the treadmill of life, that you may reach them, God, with a word that might be said today, that they can see, as Aaron was saying, that we all, as humans, need to find that purpose in our life. We know the enemy does not want us to find our purpose, because that is finding true happiness for our life. Bless those who are in need. Bless those who are struggling. Heal the sick. Give new strength to the discouraged, those in depression, oppression, or whatever they might be going. In the name of Jesus, we declare.